Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I am Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Good to see you, man.
Man, back in the house. How
yeah,
you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm great. Well, I stayed up way too late last night smoking my pipe, and my tongue is thanking me for it this morning. So this is the time of year in Jackson where I kind of vacillate between, summertime I do more aromatics, fall I do more English blends, real smoky blends, and this is the time of year where the weather starts changing, where I start kind of mixing it up, and so I'm heading kind of more in the Latakia direction. My tongue doesn't know quite what to do with it. So anyway,
so skip the breakfast smoke.
That's right. I did this morning. So
nothing wrong with this.
Well, how you been, man?
I've been doing good. We got this, here at Podastere Studios, right outside the window here, we've got nice little rain coming through, which makes me happy.
Yeah. We need it.
Dude, it has been a drought lately.
Yeah, it's been really rough. My grass, I mean, it's brown, you know. I'm not one of these people that really knows how to, like, you know, regularly water stuff. And I finally looked up the other day and I was like, wow, if I want any of these plants to live, I'm going to have to do something.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This is our, you know, the house that we're living in now is our first ever home that we've owned.
Mm-hmm.
And our grass started dying, and I was just kind of staring at it like, what's going on?
Why does that happen?
And suddenly I remembered my dad going out and watering the grass when I was younger, and I was like,
Oh, that's what that's about.
I thought that's so we could play in the sprinkler. I didn't realize what was really going on.
No. Oh, home ownership and adulthood.
I'm telling you.
Here we are.
It's part of coming of age. It is. Well, good. Well, hey, we've got a wonderful topic today that I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about the show.
So we got pipe smoking pastimes.
Right.
You know, we've talked about, you know, smoking pipes on the porch, smoking pipes while reading, but it's not just for sitting around.
Right.
You know, there is action to be had while enjoying your pipe. I know I've got my things, but I want to hear from you. What are some of the things that you really enjoy doing while you smoke your pipe?
Yeah, well, I and I'd love to hear from other people too, but, you know, obviously I work while I smoke my pipe. Okay. Working at a pipe shop, that's kind of comes with the territory. But, you know, it's funny. On a tangent, mildly, I kind of prefer a straight pipe.
Yeah.
Just the feel of it, the look of it, just how it smokes. But when I'm working, I tend to go for the bent pipe. And I think a lot of folks that work with a pipe do, because it just is a little easier to hang in your mouth. You kind of have that gravity working with you, but
sure.
Kind of helping you out. You don't have to bite as hard to keep it up, but, so, you know, I work a lot through the day, whether it be even helping customers or paperwork or, you know, doing social media or ordering products or whatever. I've got a pipe next to me pretty close all the day. Probably one of my favorite things to do is smoke my pipe when I'm doing, yard work.
Really?
Yeah, I love that. That is, man, I'm in my zone.
I have yet to try that.
I'm in my little trust tree thing when I do that. And it's a lot of fun. And not just that, but like kind of after a hot day, you know, after I, you know, mowed the grass and that kind of thing, like sitting back looking at the yard, just kind of my handiwork.
Yeah.
How I've taken care of creation that one day.
This is my land. It's good to have land.
That's right. Yeah. You know, kind of overlooking what I've tended to. And man, I'll just kick back with a, you know, glass of, well, for me, it's Diet Coke and smoke my pipe. And that's a lot of fun, you know.
While you're mowing, are you using a bent pipe as well?
Not when I'm mowing or weed eating, but, digging around, planting flowers, doing any kind of, like, pruning or any of that stuff. I mean, I'm kind of a flower geek, and I like, you know, gardening and all that kind of thing. Not as much vegetables, but more flowers and things like that. And when I'm doing that kind of stuff, I love to have a pipe in my mouth.
We got
to
get you on Garden Brew and talk about that a little
dude,
bit.
Dude, I'd love to.
There's a crossover. Some overlap for another Podastery show.
Absolutely.
Check out Garden Brew, available on Stitcher and iTunes.
It's a great show.
It is. So great. Well, no, the big thing is, I, as much as I love smoking my pipe, I tend to not smoke my pipe around my daughter.
Yeah.
And, most of the time I'm doing yard work, I have her on my back.
Right.
So that's, you know.
Yeah. Do you have one of those, like, kind of hunchback looking things?
Dude, where she, the, like, backpack?
Yeah, the backpack, yeah. Oh. Carry caddy thing.
It's awesome.
I don't even know what you call that.
Whoever invented that. I remember specifically when we were going and registering for, you know, baby products.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't want the front-facing hangover, you know, bag. I wanted something that I could actually, you know, Luke Skywalker, Yoda-esque backpack style.
Right, right.
And we found this, and I don't know who makes it, but we found this this backpack.
Right.
And what we do is we put her, you know, we just, it's a little difficult to do on your own, but I'm getting better at it, which is good, because pretty soon I'm planning on, like, you know, using that outside of the house as well.
Yeah. So, but can she actually see over your shoulder when you wear that? Or is it kind of like she's staring at the back of your head?
It's a left to right type deal. So her head actually hangs below my neck.
Yeah.
But she looks, you know, on either side. And so typically what we'll do is I'll put her in and I'll kind of show her, I'll let her look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, where's the baby? Oh, there she is. Where is the baby? Oh, there she is.
Just so you can get her bearings a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. And she typically really likes it. We just came back from a trip and we used that pretty heavily in the airport.
Yeah.
She did really, really well, actually.
That's
in
awesome.
The airport.
Yeah.
But people were just looking at us, you know, as if they'd never seen this before.
Right. You kind of look like a turtle or something.
Well, and part of it is, too, that
a reverse kangaroo.
She falls asleep and her head, like, hangs back and it looks really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And so it looks really silly. But anyway.
Right.
So I haven't gotten the chance to, all that to say, I haven't gotten the chance to smoke the pipe while doing doing yard work.
Yeah.
But, and we've mentioned this on the show, one of my favorite things to do is go fishing while smoking.
Right.
I actually just came back from we were in Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh.
And me and my father-in-law went, he took me fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, through some of these gorgeous creeks and little rivers, I learned why Grand Rapids is called Grand Rapids.
Right. Okay.
You know, like, they weren't any kind of, like, crazy, you know, whitewater. I mean, there was whitewater, but it wasn't something you'd take a raft down or anything, at least not the place where we were. But there were a few people kayaking. And, I mean, we caught some trout. I caught my very first trout, which
That's
I've never
awesome.
Caught before.
Yeah. How big was it?
That's not important. You know, the important thing is I caught it.
That was a setup. I knew how big it was. I just had to ask.
He caught a pretty decent sized sucker, which we were going to throw back, except my nephew was in town. We wanted to show it to him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting there. I mean, it was just so beautiful. And there
That's
were
awesome.
Two things that, like, came over me, and I realized, you know, A, I really wish I was fly fishing right now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Man, I bet I would, like, catch some crazy. We saw some salmon
just
jumping up.
It. Yeah.
Dude, like, I'm holding up my hands, probably about, like, 3 feet long salmon. I mean, just, like, ridiculous. And, like, they would literally jump up, look at you, and be like, ha ha, you're not catching us. But I was thinking, like, all right, so the first thing was, like, yeah, I really want to be fly fishing right now. And then B, man, I really wish I had my pipe right now. That would just, like, complete it. We decided we're going to start making this an annual thing where we go up and fish with them. And, like,
That's
next
so
year,
fun.
I'm bringing my gear. I'm bringing, you know, about two or three pipes, not
Absolutely.
Just my fishing pipe.
Right.
To make sure I'm ready.
To wear it out. Yep.
So I love fishing.
We've got a lot of folks that do that too. You know, working at the Country Squire, we, you know, people come in and out. I've got one customer in particular that comes to mind. Our friend, his name is Jim. And Jim comes by every time he's on his way to the reservoir to go fish. We have the Barnett Reservoir here in Jackson, and every time he's on his way, he comes in. If he's not going to be out there that long, he wants 2 ounces of Cherokee. If he's going out if he's going to be out there kind of afternoon deal, he's going to get 5 ounces every single time. Yeah. And then if he has a good fishing experience, a lot of times he'll come back in and buy a pipe afterwards. So
there you go.
Right. We're always pull for Jim.
That's awesome. Well, way to go, Jim. I'm right there. I'm feeling you on that.
Uh huh.
Well, good. Yeah. So I like that. I love the idea of gardening while pipe smoking. I'll have to give that a try.
Y'all give us some feedback too. What do y'all like to do? I've heard of other folks, you know, there's actually, we have a lot of therapists that come in our shop, and even a couple of them, like, we'll will do therapy, like counseling while they're smoking their pipe, kind of I guess it's like aromatherapy.
Right.
So I've heard of that. I've heard of of course people golfing and that type of thing. But love to hear what some other folks do with their pipe.
Absolutely. And some tips too, I think, for when you are, engaging in something, that's going to require your hands. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before that, like with the curved pipe, it kind of helps balance it a little bit. And you don't have to bite down as hard. Mm-hmm. For me, but the main pipe that I use when I fish is my long straight church warden. Mm-hmm. And my biggest thing about that, and one of the reasons I've stuck with it, aside from the fact I really like it,
right,
is that I've just destroyed the tip almost just from biting down on it
right.
so much.
Right.
And it wasn't until my last visit that I learned about these, what do you call them?
Oh, the little pipe bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you can get these all over the place, but it's just a little soft piece of rubber that you can put over the end of your, the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Dude, those things are clutch because you can bite down almost as hard as you can think of doing and not hurt the tip of your pipe.
And those are like crazy cheap too. They're not too expensive at all.
No, I mean, it's like, we sell them for, like 40 cents a piece or something. But you just stick them on there and you can bite down really hard. It's a lot more comfortable on your teeth too. And you don't feel like you're tearing up your pipe. I have this like really old Lane era Sheraton pipe. This guy offered me $1,000 for it and I told him no, which is incredible that I turned down that much money. But I am petrified. It actually belonged to a friend of mine's husband years and years ago. It's like 50 years old and really awesome pipe, real simple looking classic. But I smoke the pipe incredibly. I'm terrified every time I smoke it because I don't want to hurt it.
Don't want to damage it.
I don't want to damage it. And so I have one of those on the end of that and it is it's a great experience.
Good.
Yeah, really good.
Good, good, good.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As we've mentioned at the top of the show, we are brought to you by Audible. Proud to be. And as we have begun doing, we want to start recommending you a book.
Yep.
Out of our repertoire, our mental library.
Right.
That is also available to you on Audible. Because not only do we enjoy doing all these wonderful things while pipe smoking that we just discussed, we also like reading while we're while we're pipe smoking. And the great thing about Audible is it allows you to read while you fish and read while you garden and read while you're doing everything. Cause it's all about audio
and drive. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And drive as well. So my recommendation to you, I've actually mentioned this book before on the show and it's really popular right now. Everybody's familiar with the, HBO like smash hit Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And, it's, not for the kids. Of course, neither is smoking, so I don't, I don't need to worry about that. But obviously not for the kids. It is a very, it is like an HBO Lord of the Rings almost.
Right.
Very, heavily pulling from the War of the Roses and kind of some historical fiction there.
Right.
And really big on universe building and creating just this really engaging, immersive experience. And the book is this is such a classic thing. The book is so much better than the TV show. Better. Right?
I can't believe you said that.
But the thing is, it really is. And I remember everybody was getting into this show. I picked up the book and really just immediately. And I'm not. It takes me. If I'm not hooked by like chapter one,
right,
I'm out.
It's going to be difficult to plow through.
It's not. Yeah. I just don't get to the end of the book. This got me like hugely hooked. I was deep into this thing.
That's awesome.
You get the George R.R. Martin, double R.
Right.
Really has a cool writing style. He really gets behind the heads of certain characters. The way that he builds to the climax of this and all of his books, that leads you through these different characters and kind of all brings you to this big climactic point where you're seeing it from different angles and from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. I can't praise the guy enough. He's got his following. He's kind of a weird dude, but man can write. It is so, so good.
Yeah.
So we've got a clip that we're going to play.
The wildlings are dead. Do the dead frighten you? Sir Waymar Royce asked with just the hint of a smile. Garrett did not rise to the bait. He was an old man, past 50, and he had seen the lordlings come and go. Dead is dead, he said. We have no business with the dead. Are they dead? Royce asked softly. What proof have we? Will saw them, Garrett said, and if he says they're dead, that's proof enough for me.
And so again, that's Game of Thrones. That's the first book in the Song of Ice and Fire, available to you. It can be your free audiobook available to you from audible.com. The way to get this is go to audibletrial.com/CSR. Now, we've partnered with them so that you guys can actually download this book absolutely free. You have a 30-day free trial with Audible. You get to keep the book even if you don't stick with Audible. So, it's a really, really great deal. Again, that's audibletrial.com/CSR.
Pipe question of the week.
And today's pipe question of the week comes from Jason Yarbrough. He asks, how does one become a tobacconist? The more I smoke, the more I visit the Squire, the more I listen to the show, the more I really want to learn more. Obviously, the internet is a great source, and I've been reading some, but I'm a hands-on kind of person. Are there classes or groups that meet anywhere in the Mississippi area?
Yeah, we love Jason, and he's carving his own pipe right now, which is really cool. I'm really, really proud of what he's done. He loves to come in and puff on his pipe. Jason, there's not really any classes offered around here right now, but we need to do that because that just sounds like a brilliant idea. I'd love to.
Yeah, let's get some feedback from our listeners. Is that something that y'all would be interested in?
Yeah, particularly in the central Mississippi area, we could easily do that. We're in the process of starting the Jackson Pipe Club, which is going to get off the ground this fall. And so maybe in conjunction with that, we can get that done. But man, other than that, you can actually become a, registered kind of sanctioned tobacconist, through some of the trade organizations that, just support the tobacco world. So that's one thing. But honestly, I kind of just fell into this and, I've learned a lot just by doing my own research. Obviously, like you said, get on the internet. Check it out. My favorite thing to do, and of course, I have the luxury of being a tobacconist in the shop where I get to do this for my job. But my favorite thing to do is experiment. That's where your creativity comes into real light. It's so much fun. But when you're blending tobacco, you get to sample these things. These companies send you a bunch of different blends or a bunch of different base tobaccos, and you kind of learn, after you deal with tobacco a lot, you kind of learn what burns fast, what burns slow, what burns hot, what burns a little cooler, which has less or more nicotine, all those kind of things. And, as you learn that, you just kind of start messing around and playing with. And that's something anyone can do. That's not something that, you have to be behind the counter to do. And a lot of folks, too, will come into our shop and probably other tobacconists as well. And, request custom blends, and they, some other shops, you pay a little extra to do that. At our shop, typically we don't do that, but, just mess around with it, get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and mix it up and see how it goes. And, you know, of course you can ask your local tobacconist, for help, and they'll be glad to help you. But, I think the best thing to do is just experiment. And that's kind of the way to get through it. So that's a great question.
Quick fire with the squire.
All right, quick fire with the squire. We began this last week. The rules are simple. Quick questions. The answers can take a little bit longer if you feel they need a little bit of justification.
All right.
It's a multiple choice. You have to choose between one or the other.
Right.
You guys can play along by sending those in to csr@podasteria.com.
Yeah, please contribute to this.
All right, so I've got yours for you today, JD. Red or blue?
Blue.
Skittles or M&M's?
M&M's.
X-Men or Avengers?
That's not a fair question.
That is absolutely a fair question.
X-Men.
Yeah. It's kind of like saying, did you grow up in the 90s or the 2010s? Actually, it's did you grow up before the millennium or after the millennium? That's right. Really what the question right. is. Bike or skateboard?
Ooh, definitely bike. All yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely Good. Bike. I'm a Good. Biker. Cream and sugar or black?
Depends on what I am doing or eating.
You mix it up.
Dude, yeah. Like if I'm having dessert, then black.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would have thought the opposite.
No. If I'm having dessert, I want it black, especially if it's like chocolate.
Yeah.
Typically though, I guess I should go with the other, typically cream and honey, not sugar, honey.
Wow.
Yep. That's
Dude,
how
you're
do
all
it.
Sophisticated.
That's how I do it.
Cash or card?
All about the plastic.
Plastic. Rocks or neat?
Rocks unless it's scotch.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Call or text?
Text.
Yeah. Me
yeah.
too.
I mean, that's just the way it is these days.
In short words.
All right. So that's Quick Fire with the Squire in a nutshell. If you want to find out if you have a pressing question that you want us to answer for you, these are like tough questions, as you've just heard. Really, the questions that define the universe.
They're riveting.
Yeah. Send those in to csr@podasteria.com.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback. We've got some feedback, and some of this is actually episode centric. So we're gonna. These questions were sent in response to certain episodes. So
yeah.
From our last episode, Autumn Upon Us, Chris McCollum wrote in saying, in talking about the meerschaum.
Yeah.
He says, the meerschaum stays clean. There's no cake. You wipe it out after every smoke. So there's no expanding and contracting. He wanted to clarify. So is there no expanding and contracting with the meerschaum pipe?
Actually, I'm not positive with that. I mean, my thought is that anything that gets hot would expand a little bit, but the meerschaum is so porous that he may be onto something with that. It may just have less of a fluctuation there. I'm really not sure, to be honest. So I guess what Chris is saying, because that was where we were talking about Justin in Vermont. Is that right?
Right, I think, yeah.
Yeah, our friend Justin, if you listened last week in Vermont, he's... as we mentioned, he has a pipe issue where, you know, in Vermont, his pipes tend to burn out. But then down in the dirty South in Mississippi, his pipes are okay. And we wonder if that has something to do with the weather. And, you know, Justin has kind of figured out if he can get a pipe with a meerschaum lining, that tends to help. So maybe the meerschaum just doesn't expand or something. I'm not really sure, but that's a great point.
I'll have to look into that a little bit more. The next question is from Jimmy. The next bit of feedback we have is from Jimmy Roberts, and this is in relation to our episode Pipe Upkeep. He mentions that he does the salt treatment that we mentioned for that episode.
Yeah,
as a method of maintaining, maintaining the cleanliness?
Yeah, yeah, and just kind of making sure your pipe stays real clean as regards to flavor. Yeah.
So he says, with the salt treatment, I use a bowl of rice to set up my pipe up with, so it does not fall over.
Okay.
Also, making sure not to get the Everclear on the outside of the pipe. It will take the stain off. Mm, also,
yeah.
I put pipe cleaners down the shank so that the alcohol will not run out the back of the shank. I use eyedroppers, I use an eyedropper so I can control how much alcohol I put in the pipe.
Okay.
So a lot of best practices here from Jimmy.
Man, thank you, Jimmy. Those are all great. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, most pipes, they're not going to sit up by themselves. So the rice is a key thing. And definitely, man, such a good thing to remember. If you put any type of cleaning solution in your pipe or use it on your pipe, do not get it on the finish of the pipe because, man, it will destroy, you know, some of that lacquer shine that they put on there. So don't do that. Yeah, man, and I think Jimmy and others have probably had great success with that. I mean, I've heard of people, you know, basically if they use the salt and grain alcohol, I've heard of people basically resetting their pipe, almost like you can start with an aromatic-based pipe. And after you do that process, I mean, it's so clean that you can smoke an English blend out of it, and it's almost like a new pipe. So, yeah, that's great. Thank you for your feedback, Jimmy.
Wonderful feedback this week. You know, those particular responses came through us from listening on the website. So be sure to visit our website. It's countrysquireradio.podastery.com. That's podastery.com. And also, you can play along with us through a lot of different channels. I've already mentioned before in the show, but I'll mention it again. CSR@podastery.com is our email address. Our Twitter?
@_countrysquire.
And of course, our Facebook.
Which is facebook.com/countrysquire1970.
So be sure to play along with us there. Great stuff, especially on the Facebook and the Twitters.
Yeah,
JD,
it's a lot of fun.
JD is behind the wheel there and does some really fun things. Those are always some great stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, well, good deal. Well, JD, anything else for the people today?
Man, smoke your pipe. Enjoy it. If you're in the South, enjoy this little break that we're getting and some of the rain.
Yes.
If you're in the North, just... keep calm and carry on.
All right. Thanks, JD.
Thanks, Bo.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.